There's been many times that Vladimir Putin has been referred to as a master chess player, and that phrase is not used with reference to him because he actually played chess competitively. They're talking about on the chessboard of the world stage, he appears to be a master. Obviously, in chess, in the game of chess, you're trying to put your opponent's king in checkmate, that is, in a position where he cannot move and hence has to surrender. Who is Russia and who is Vladimir Putin trying to put in checkmate with their actions right now in Syria? I mean, is it the United States? Is it Israel? Is it China? Or is it someone else? Or is it a combination of all the above?
Well, it's a combination of all the above, but it's dominantly the United States. Russia got the camel's nose under the tent when the previous administration invited them to come in to help stabilize Syria. And in several very strategic, masterful moves in an extremely short period of time, Russia now has air force bases. They have naval bases. They have demonstrated that they can protect their clients to the rest of the Middle East. They've reestablished a strong presence there, and they formed a very strong alliance with Iran to further destabilize the region to their interests. They have achieved so much in such a short period of time, and they've done it at such a strategic level, it can only point to the fact that somebody in Russia, and I agree that it's Putin, and a couple of his staff members are extremely good at seeing the chessboard and taking advantage of opportunities and initiatives that leverage short-term actions for long-term gains. And that's the very heart of a strategic move.